Look, when you are serving God, when you're in the Lord's army, when you're in God's house, when you're on the right team, when you're following the man of God and the word of God, and you're a team member, and you're part of the church of God, and you love the Lord, and you read the Bible, you know what? You are going to win. Period. Period. There's no failing. You cannot fail. I mean, we are more than conquerors. Even if we're killed all the day long, we're more than conquerors, the Bible says. You know, we win, period. We're always winning. You know, forget that drunken derelict. What's his name? The winning hashtag? Charlie Sheen. Right? Here's a guy whose body is filled with AIDS. His body's filled with disease. He literally is AIDS-filled. Dirty, whoremonger, Hollywood, wicked, drunkard, drug addict, God-hating devil. And he came up with his slogan, winning. You know, if that's winning, I want to lose. Amen? But you know, we're the ones who are winning all the time. I mean, I feel the last 13 years of being the pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church is just like winning, 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 winning. Seriously. It's just one victory after another. It's just victory, 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 victory. You say, well, what about, you know, when you got thrown out of that country? Winning. Yeah. Winning. Who cares? You know, the message got out. People got saved. Winning. Amen. Well, you know, what about when you hired that guy and he turned out to be a damnable heretic? Winning. You know why? Because that whole debacle allowed us to really tighten up our doctrines on the Trinity and preach them to hundreds of thousands of people. And I've had a bunch of people contact our church who said, I got saved. I was a oneness Pentecostal, and I got saved because I found your sermon, Oneness Pentecostalism Exposed. I never would have preached that sermon. God used that. I had a guy walk up to me when I was in San Antonio at Pastor Manly Perry's church, and he walked up to me and said, I got saved from that sermon. You know, so I'm glad that that happened. We had a lady come into our church of a oneness Pentecostal background, and she ended up coming to the church. I gave her the gospel. She got saved. Didn't see her again for several months, right? And her background was oneness Pentecostal. So, you know, I'm going over the Trinity with her. I'm going over all that. But then, you know, I'm going over other things about just salvation by faith, not losing your... Because the oneness Pentecostals have a lot of doctrinal problems. Yeah. They believe in salvation through baptism, speaking in tongues, lose your salvation. I mean, they got all kinds of problems, right? But anyway, this lady, I didn't see her again for months and months and months. And then all of a sudden she showed up again. And she just happened to show up on the day that Garrett Kirschway was getting fired. And I was just ripping face on the train. And I had a totally different sermon prepared that morning. And I found out like a half hour before the service that he's oneness. So, I mean, I screamed at him and threw him out and got rid of him. But then I'm like, I'm changing my sermon, you know. So I threw that sermon away. Well, actually, I preached that sermon that night. So it didn't get thrown away. You don't want to waste a good sermon, you know. So I put that sermon aside and preached it that night. But anyway, I got up and preached that sermon, Trinity 101. And it worked out so perfect because this lady was there and it was perfect. And guess what? After the service, she came up to me and said, I want to get baptized. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, I don't care how many times you dunk them, just as long as it's not oneness, amen? As long as it's not Jesus. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, the point is though, you know, God worked that out. You think that's a coincidence that this woman hadn't been there in months? And then she just happens to show up, and all of a sudden I change my sermon. It's exactly what she needed. She got baptized. You know, God works through those kind of situations. He used those things. And then we had that weird, we had this weird, crazy guy who thought he was Michael the Archangel, okay, show up that same morning for church. And I've been contacted by the two witnesses many times. Like, I mean, I've heard from about 30 to 40 people claiming to be one of the two witnesses of Revelation. And you know what? They can't all be telling the truth because it's only supposed to be two. So, you know, At least 90-some percent of them are lying. You know, of course, we know they're all lying. But I've had people contacting me as the second coming of Jesus has contacted me many times. I've been contacted by the Antichrist many times. I've been contacted by the two witnesses. I'm contacted by Old Testament prophets all the time. Okay, because there's a drug-induced psychosis that's called delusions of religious grandeur. So people that take drugs and stuff, they fry their brain, and sometimes they'll be convinced, literally, that they're a Bible character or that they're an important player in the end times, okay? So anyway, that same day, this Michael the Archangel shows up, okay? And he just gets up during the sermon and just starts walking toward me, you know, those of you that saw the video. And he shows me some prayer that he wants to recite, you know, some chant, some vain repetition, Catholic. That's not praying, by the way. Right. You know what praying is? Praying is when you bow your head and talk to God. It's not some chant that you read. Okay. So he's like, hey, I just want to read this prayer. I'm just like, get out of here, you know? Drag this bozo out of here. But here's the thing. You say, oh, man, how embarrassing. Hey, that's why that video went viral. That sermon got like two or three times as many viewers as it would have gotten because that guy came up and I yelled at him and whatever. You know, then it got like 40,000 views or something. You know what? That's because God wanted people to hear that teaching on the Trinity. So the point is, we're always winning. Like, even when it gets ugly, we're cracking heads, the police are showing up, people are getting thrown out, we're getting thrown out of countries, we're banned, this and that happens. You know what? We're always winning. We're all, why? Because God works all things together for good. To them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Didn't he say he works all things together for good? That means the drugged out bozo, God used him. The Judas Iscariot staff member, God used him. What? God used the real Judas too. Yeah. Right. All things work together for good to them that love God. And so we just go from victory to victory. Every soul winning marathon's a victory. Every missions trip is a victory. Every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, it's so many victories. You know, in the words of Charlie Sheen, I can't even process it. You know what I mean? Except that I really can't, you know. I'm actually winning though. He's going to burn in hell. That's not winning. That's losing. But I remember Charlie Sheen's like, I can't even process it. You know, that's how I feel. I can't even process all the mission trips. I can't even process all the soul winning marathons. I can't even process all the victories. You know, I don't even know how they're even going to figure it out up in heaven, all the rewards. You know what I mean? God himself is going to have to do that math. There's so many churches being started, so many soul-winning marathons going on. There's so much great work going on. Hey, it's just amazing. And, you know, just to be a part of it. Just to be a part of it is a blessing. It's exciting, isn't it? So I'll close on this. 1 Corinthians 15. You can turn over to there. 1 Corinthians 15. God blesses the church and gives it the victory. You know, he starts out in point one by building the church. But you know what? He also finishes the job. He also gives the victory. And he gives victory after victory after victory after victory. I mean, hasn't it been a great couple years up here in Vancouver? How many victories, right? Every soul saved is a victory. Every life changed is a victory. Every drunkard who sobers up is a victory. Every drug addict who gets off the drugs is a victory. Every fornicator who gets married is a victory. Just victory after victory. God blesses us. He gives us the victory. We are winning nonstop.